Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Cullen Steele, Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you first.
We are going to see NFL players going for the gold in the summer of 2028. Guys, owners passed the resolution 30-0. Everybody, every owner in the NFL approved at the NFL spring meetings that they'll allow the players to try out for the flag football during the 2028 Summer Olympics. That'll be in Los Angeles. Now, a maximum of one player from each team is going to be allowed to participate, and each club's designated international player is also permitted to take part for their country. Rosters of 10 players are going to be chosen by each country's National Olympic Committee, and before the roster can be assembled, however, there's some details that still need to be worked out. Among them, we know it, injury protection and salary cap credit. Should a player get injured while engaged in the flag football activities, as well as ensuring that there are certain minimum standards for medical staff and field services for NFL players per the original resolution memo. Flag football games and events will also need to be scheduled in a way that does not unreasonably conflict with a player's NFL commitments. For me, guys, I'm already trying to assemble my five-man offense for the Olympics. And right now I've got quarterback, I got Josh Allen, running back Jahmyr Gibbs, and then wide receiver. I'm going all LSU, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Malik Nabers. We can bring home the gold easily right there.
Steve, one of the things in that, this was brought up too when the Olympic Committee decided that they were going to allow NBA players to play there, that, you know, the injury part of it. And, you know, today, everybody that's in the Olympics, they're professionals, right? Every one of them, they're professional. And so, yes, is there a risk of injury? Yes, there is. That's a risk of injury when you walk in your car and you put that babe in reverse.
Yep.
And you get off your driveway and you go on the highway. There's always going to be risk with that. And so you try to minimize it. I was telling Cullen, this is going to be similar to 7-on-7. Man, I've been to a ton of these 7-on-7 camps, and I've seen guys, you know, with a hamstring injury or calf injury. I don't recall ever seeing someone with a really serious injury in 7-on-7, but again, it could happen, and so you got to work out those details. But this is similar to when, you know, the Olympic Committee in the United States allowed, you know, NBA players to come in because, hey, look, it's risky for them too to be out there on that court. And you, at times, man, it was all-star teams out there. You get Michael Jordan when he was playing, or, you know, Steph Curry or some of these other guys hurt. Man, that's not easy to break to an owner. So I'm glad to see that being settled. But if you've ever been to a 7-on-7 tournament, this is what it's going to look like, but it's going to be 5-on-5.
Yeah, now we're going to get the NFL's version of the dream team, Mike.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised two of those three receivers are LSU guys. Malik might be sort of the odd man out, but I do know one thing, man. I want Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase on that team. Malik's fantastic, but somebody, they might say, it's way too much LSU here.
You know
we,
it, right.
We got to get something else. Cullen?
Guys, I'm going to keep it with the NBA. I'm just loving the fact that we're getting so much parity in this postseason run. In the last, like, probably, like I said, 7 or 8 years, the first Western Conference Finals since 1996, where none of the games, no team, will be played in Texas or California. Now, I don't think that that's a testament really to the fact that those teams didn't make it this year. I think it's a testament to the fact that the Western Conference has 15 teams. 7 of them, almost half, are from Texas or California.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That is a crazy stat. Guys, I guess around 3:30, the news broke, and it's not a sports story, but if you're over 40 years old, I think everybody has seen at least one episode of Cheers. George Wendt, who played Norm Peterson, in Cheers for those 11 seasons, passed away in his sleep, 76 years old. And when you think about character actors that played a part that fit, man, could you come up with somebody better than Norm? Come in, and I think all of us have seen this or been a part of it. If we were younger or middle-aged, older, you go somewhere and people know. They know your name. It's part of the song for Cheers. But Norm playing that part, and it reminded me a little bit of Charlie Sheen from 2 and a Half Men. I'm not sure that was a break from the real guy. You know, I think both were very similar, you know, away from the acting world as they were in front of the camera. But, man, a lot of laughs from George Wendt. He was great at that Norm character. And one of the memorable lines, I hope I get this right, and he comes in and, Sam asks him something about how's the world treating you. He's like, Sam, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Yep.
That was a great line to be written for Norm. But he played a character that I think everybody could relate to. That guy that kind of, you know, you go somewhere and he hangs out at a saloon or a bar or whatever, and everybody knows him. They because he's a regular there. And so, man, God bless him. But really one of the great character actors of his time on television, George Wendt, passing away today, 76 years old, man. And so, again, he will live on forever. Because of reruns.
Mike, George Wendt does have sports connection too. He had that great skit on SNL.
Superfans.
The Bears.
And I heard him talk about them coming up with that kind of line. And all of it is really based about Mike Ditka.
Right.
To be honest, it's all revolves around our Mike. And so for that character when he was on SNL was a little bit different than, say, when he was on Cheers. But, man, he'll live on forever because, man, somewhere in the world, Cheers is playing.
Right.
That's a rerun of Cheers playing somewhere. And, George would always laugh. Man, I hope that continues because I'm getting royalties from it. So he always a real character of the world. So, man, God bless him. Really one of the most memorable shows on television at that time, Cheers. And he was really something special. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.